gentlemen, boys and girls, ready or not, right now it's time for you to get inspired, right here on Active FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is the Be Inspired Show with your one and only host, the Gentle Moon. The Gentle Moon, I say it again. So, if you're curious and wondering why I call myself the Gentle Moon, stay tuned, keep listening, and you will soon find out why I call myself the Gentle Moon. But for now, just know that I am the Gentle Moon. Okay, so welcome to the Be Inspired Show. And just to mention that our topic today is called passionate. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has a passion for something, you know, because people who do what they love, they do it because they're passionate about it. You know what I'm talking about? Whether it's sports, whether it's movies, whether it's anything, as long as you're passionate about it, you're able to exceed. You know what I'm talking about? So, ladies and gentlemen, I have two guest speakers here with me. Two, not one, you know. I know in the first show there was one, then one, but today is a big day. Today I have two guest speakers with me, and they're both passionate about something that they do. If you're curious on what that is, listen and you'll find out. But now, let me introduce you to my two guest speakers, you know. They're both males, in case you're wondering. Okay. So one, his name is Sibusiso Malirana.
Yeah.
Sibusiso Malirana, how are you?
I'm good, and you, how are you doing?
I'm awesome. Welcome to the Be Inspired Show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be able to inspire other people, you know what I'm saying?
I've always wanted to be on radio, so this is a bonus.
Awesome. And then on the other hand, our next guest speaker, his name is Blessing. So he's going to bless us. Blessing. How are you, Mr. Blessing?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Good. Don't be nervous, Mr. Blessing. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are attracted to what's called as confidence. You know what I'm saying? So once again, Blessing, how are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. What's that talking about? How are you, Blessing?
I'm good.
How are you, man? Come on, bros. Feel like you're home. Are you home?
I'm home.
Yeah, I feel like you're home, man. Lifetime. How are you, Blessing?
I'm good.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, those are our two guest speakers, and they're going to be sharing with us about what are they passionate about, you know what I'm saying? They'll be telling us what they do, you know, what they love to do, what they've been doing since the day they were born, whatever the case may be, you know, because I'm pretty sure everyone is talented or something. So now for you to be talented or something, in other words, it means that you have to be passionate about it, you know? Because people who do what they love achieve more.
Yeah.
Am I lying, guys?
Definitely.
Am I lying, Blessing?
No, you're not.
Mr. Spoo?
No, not at all, man.
Awesome. So you guys will share with the audience, you know. But for now, before we go to the next song, or before we jump into the song, I just have one question before we go to the song. So Mr. Spoo?
Yeah.
What do you do, man?
Oh, man, there's a vast amount of things that I usually do. But I'm going to speak to, like, specifics that I'm doing right now. Okay, currently I'm studying at a college, studying electrical engineering, but I guess that's not what we're going to be talking about. Okay. But those are one of my passions because, you know, everybody has dreams, and I have a lot of dreams for myself, setting for myself, because I feel like as a person you have to do a lot before you live, like, Earth, before you die.
Yes,
you have to do something significant for yourself. So I do that. I also play the guitar.
Is it?
Yeah.
Me too, man. Me too. Just put it out there. Me too.
Play the guitar. Also play the piano. Music is a thing that I'm very passionate at. I love music from a young age. I feel like other people, I can't go a day without music. On my highs or my lows, I will listen to music. So music is something that I really love. Also on that, I feel like as well as you being mentally stable and focused, you also have to be physically focused.
Oh, okay.
So I also gym in between to get my body at that level that I feel like is good.
Too much, yeah, the gym.
You know, so by gyming, I feel like it also releases a lot of stress that you have pent up. So I feel like those aspects, if you equal your mental and your physical ability, I feel like happiness will come to you. So, yeah, those are the things I do.
Too much. Too much. You know what, Nelson Boo? You'll continue telling us that more after the song. But before we jump to the song, Mr. Blessing, what do you do? Blessing. Bless us. The presence, man. Bless us.
Well, I'm still like practicing and trying.
Yes.
Inspired by Sibu.
Oh, is it?
Thank you, man.
Is your mentor?
We can say that.
Interesting. Okay.
I also like quite inspired by Sibu. That like when I saw him for the first time playing guitar,
okay.
I was like, nah, like that's nice.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to do it someday.
Oh. So you just saw this guy playing guitar out of the blue, and then you inspired, I sent you on a big guitar, man.
No, not like that.
I think in context, I used to be taught by the interviewee, Lucas over here. He taught me how to play the guitar. This is weird, because everybody's being inspired by the next person. So Lucas taught me, and we used to play at the park in context. Yeah, carry on, Blessing.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, that's me.
That's you. That's you.
I'm sure there's more, man.
Don't hide, man. Why are you hiding from us? Blessing.
Okay, yeah. I want to exercise.
You exercise?
I used to exercise then.
Used to or currently?
I am still exercising.
Oh, okay. And how's it going?
But, like, I just used to do, like, the normal things, as in push-ups, press-ups, sit-ups. Then, when I saw Sibu doing some
tricks. Hey, guys! You inspired this guy with music? Inspired with fitness?
I don't know,
everything,
man.
Everything you do, you man.
I don't know. Let the kids talk. Let him talk.
Yeah, and then I saw Sibu doing some tricks. I'm like, what doesn't he know?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was awesome. Blessing. It was awesome, man. Like, this guy inspires you, huh?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Man,
imagine it's the Be Inspired Show.
Because everyone needs a little bit of inspiration, you know what I'm saying? So basically, that's what the Be Inspired Show is about, you know?
Yeah.
To inspire people. Who think that they can be inspired, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is possible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So now we're jumping into our first song. The name of the song is called Declaration by Crotons. Okay, so after the song, we're going to come back and continue with Busiso Magarana and Mr. Blessing. Thank you so much, man. Bless us. after the song.
Yo, this is Jay Solo, and you're locked in the Active FM. Make sure you keep it locked.
Touched by forgiveness, we're all. Listening to Active FM, Christ music is
court music.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, the gentleman, once again. We are back from the song. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you are dancing. You know what I'm saying? And we're back again with blessings. Who's blushing? Why are you blushing, blessing? Okay. He's blushing. Otherwise, blushing. Okay. Blessing. Okay, Mr. Spoo. See, so.
Yeah. Call me Spoo, man. Call me Spoo.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's stick with Spoo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's go back to our topic, gentlemen, you know, from the gentle moon.
It's the gentleman. You ever going to tell us why they call you that?
The gentle moon. No. If you want to know why they call me a gentle moon, stay tuned. In one of these episodes, one of them, I will explain it.
Okay. We'll be waiting.
You just keep listening, keep anticipating. You know, eventually I will cure your curiosity.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Now let's jump into the topic of passion. You know what I'm saying? So the first question I have for you, Mr. Sibosiso. Let's take this book, sorry. And then we'll jump into you. Blessing. Blessing. Are we blushing, my man?
That's how I am.
Okay, so the first question, Mr. Boo.
Mm-hmm.
What is your understanding of the word passionate?
Passionate. Well, being passionate, I feel like it is that you have a driven goal and you want to succeed that goal. And by doing things in between to keep motivated, you actually reach that goal. So there's a lot of things in life that will stop us because, you know, you can get inspired, but the thing is staying driven because people get inspired all the time listening to motivational speaks here and here. They feel like that'll be enough. I feel like we have been inspired enough and we should then take cause and do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something every day is hard. It's definitely hard. But it's something that you have to do if you want to reach your goal. And this, you know, being, I'm looking for the word, it's being, you know, always constantly on something.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that, I don't have the word so far, but doing that is what you have to achieve. That discipline, that's what I'm looking for. You have to be disciplined.
Yes,
disciplined means doing stuff even when you feel like you don't want to do it.
Yes.
Even when it's raining, even though it's sick.
Mm-hmm.
You try your best to do it. So that's being passionate for me. Achieving my goals by trying my best every day. Yeah. That's what I feel like the word is.
Too much.
Hi,
too much. I'm inspired already. So Mr. Blessings. The same question applies to you. What is your understanding of the word passionate?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think I can say that anything is inspirable.
Anything is inspirable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I like that.
Yeah, like, I find anything inspirable because, like, many people inspire me. My mom, my dad, my sister, and
Spoo also.
Yeah, Spoo. Yeah. Like when I find something so hard, like maybe in school, a maths test or something, it'd be that one person or one thing that would say no. Anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm. Yeah. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. Let us do it. Okay, that's powerful, man. That's powerful. Also, this is good. That's powerful, man.
Thank you very much.
You see, you guys know your stuff. You know? I mean, the person who is listening to this would be inspired, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. By your words of wisdom, by your words of courage, you know.
Only try.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Because for me, it takes one person to stand out and do the rest.
Yeah.
And then it takes the others to follow.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now just moving on to the same question. It's okay. Is there something that you are currently doing that you are passionate about?
Thank you. I've been waiting for this. Ah. Okay, cool. Well, I did mention my few inspirations here and there. You think the things that I'm kind of doing at the moment, the things that I'm doing obviously is I said I'm studying.
Yeah, bro.
I have a purpose in this studying, so obviously I want to reach an end goal. The end goal is for me to do big stuff. I want to release that now because I want my purposes or my actions to be revealed later in life.
Mm-hmm.
So not just, working in the electronic field, but just, doing stuff bigger than that. And my other things that I'm doing. Well, I did parkour back in the day. For people who don't know what parkour is, it's those guys who jump from building to building, doing front flips and all of that, you know.
Thieves.
Do you know? These are not thieves. No, don't kid us. These are not thieves. They're these guys that, doing it for the fun of it. So, they do their front flips and they do this. This we call, just creative movement, trying to express yourself creatively, through obstacles. So that's parkour. I did that when growing up because I got inspired by a friend of mine during high school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should conceal his name. His name was Justice Pembere, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did that, it inspired me. And it showed that, my own bondages as a person, I can actually do more. I thought that it's impossible for me to jump up, do a flip, and land. But when it's actually possible for you to do those type of stuff, it makes you feel bigger than yourself, like, you defy gravity and still land unscathed. So I did parkour for a certain period of my time, and then, okay, cool, I said, all right, enough with that phase, but I loved what it gave to me. So after that, currently what I'm doing is calisthenics. I would like to expand further in calisthenics. So calisthenics, people gym every day, right? Normal gymming routines, your squats, your push-ups, your weights. I was like, that seems boring for me. It really does. So what I wanted to do, you can search what calisthenics is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But calisthenics is just creative movement on a bar or any other type of thing. So gymming equipment.
Yeah,
so we use bars, like lifting up bars, and we do different tricks. I think you've seen people do flags before.
Yes.
When you do a flag is when you have your body, horizontal to the floor and holding yourself at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these people are incredible. I also want to try this. Muscle ups, jumping away from the bar, all this fancy stuff.
Mm.
And when I was like, okay, cool, I can't gym normal. I would like to do this because this is fun.
Mm.
I was like, let me start doing this. And when I started doing this at the local gym that we have, it's not even a local gym. It's just outside here by the street there, by Rotunda, it has some gym equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing that, and then I saw friends of people come in and say, wow, that is really cool.
Is it?
And I was like, okay, cool. There's some people who are actually looking at the things that I'm doing and actually enjoying it. And I was like, I'm not just going to do this for fun, but I'm going to just do this to also get, the sweat in.
Mm.
I put all the hours I can for 2 hours, at least a day. Just keep on gymming, and maybe skip your 1 or 2 days there, because obviously it's impossible for you to go every day. But I try to put the determination in because I have that passion.
So. So that's one way to end the topic.
Yeah.
So, okay,
obviously, just, guitar, yeah.
But just to know, you got my attention on the parkour thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary? You know what I'm saying? You jump from building to building. You think, okay, if I jump here and then I don't reach here and then I'm going to fall down and die. And
like, well, to talk the truth, I never really reached the point at which we were going to jump from a building to a building. Then. But we did a lot from jumping from a space to a space. Then. But it is so scary, the fact that you can get hurt. But that's not what we think about.
Okay.
We think about the possibility of reaching the end. Because a lot of people think about failure. But if you think about failure so much, you might as well say that you failed. Because my friend had a thing If you were to jump and think about you falling, you're probably going to fall. So don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's supposed to be on your mind is you achieving.
Mm.
So best outcome is that what you have to think about.
Mm.
So, yes, getting hurt is a big thing, but we don't think about that. We'd rather do it and hope for the best.
Now I'm inspired. I think from now on, I'm a type of call.
Go for it, Lucas. Go for it.
I'm a type of call. You know, jump from building to building, you know.
And I
reach Superman, you know, I'm sorry.
sorry, Lucas. I realized that in this thing, it actually gives you life lessons.
Because, oh, does it?
Because of parkour,
mm-hmm.
I learned to, you know, control my fear.
Yes.
When I'm fearing, when my heart's beating at a point, I remember parkour because my heart would beat before we do something extreme. So when I think about that, then I was like, okay, we have to condition yourself because fear makes you not do something.
Yes, true.
And yeah, when you don't fear, then you control it, then you can do whatever you do. So it helps in my life. When I'm fearful, I tone that down and I actually do what has to be done.
Yeah, that's right, too much. It's a blessing. I know it's a mentor, man. So I'm assuming they just do parkour, you know what I'm saying? So what's your intake on parkour? Do you do it? Is it entertaining? Aren't you scared?
Yeah, well.
Because you said the thieves, you know, so maybe you're one of them, you know?
No, I wouldn't do that. Like, out of all things, be a thief, like, it's useless.
Stop being a thief, what you talking about?
It's useless.
No, I understand.
Well,
okay,
but coming to kinesthetics, it's like, yeah. It was boring doing the usual things, push-ups and all that.
Yes.
But yeah, as he said, where we used to gym is like a public space.
Yes.
It was. It looked like a ghost town at first.
Mm-hmm.
Until like, see, we did tricks on that, and like, many people were like, "Nah, they were impressed on that. Of like, how did you do that? Yeah. Can you show me?"
Inspiration.
Exactly. You see. Now, when Sibo says, no, you do it like this, you do it like that, you do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that person knows how to do it. And then one day, when that other person sees another person do it wrong, he'd be like, no, let me help you. This is how you do it. Sibo said I should do this and this and this.
Mm.
And that's how they learn, you see. And that's how people expand.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Mm. Sure, blessing. I see you keep blessing me, man. I love the blessings. They're coming my way. So, you know, just another question quickly. You know, like I say, everyone who is passionate about something they're doing, right?
Yeah.
They have something that keeps them going.
Mm.
What keeps you going?
What keeps me going?
Mm.
Well,
okay.
I feel like music is a big part, is there?
Music is.
All right. Mm. I feel like music is a big part. Can I speak on my music? What keeps me going with music? Or
No, continue.
Okay, I feel like listening to music is a big part of my normal life.
Mm.
And when I listen to it, having so many aspects of my life is also confusing because you can't, you know, do everything at once. They say a joke of all trades never finishes anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I can't cope without doing all these facets of my life because all of them brings me to a center of doing one thing, you know, being happy. I feel like that's what you have to achieve in your life. You know, you have to be happy at the fullest at the end of the day.
Mm.
Being happy is not easy. You always have stuff that will make you not happy. But, yeah. I'm losing the question. What was the question again?
The question is, everyone,
yeah,
who's passionate about something they do.
Need something to drive them, right?
Yeah, it's like, what keeps you going?
What keeps me going? So, listen to music before I get started.
Usually
at the gym, we usually have music to push us to get started and going like that. And also, my friends around me, I always try to, you know, hook up with Blessing here and there and say, okay, cool. Exactly. Hook up with Blessing, who is one of my many friends.
Mm.
I try to get them inspired to do what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, people around me, music in general, that gives me inspired to do the stuff that I actually have to do. And yeah, and determination from yourself, because at the best, you have to be able to do whatever you want to do by yourself, even though there's no other people. So myself, music and my friends. That's what keeps me
motivated. Okay, awesome. So I have two quotes that I would like to share. But before I share them, Blessing, please bless us. It's for you. Just two quotes before I share the quotes and then go to the song. But just one question for Blessing. And you can just do this as quickly as possible before you jump to the song and then before I share the two quotes. You know what I'm saying? So it says, I say this. If you had to give a young person who has the same passion as you do for the things that you do, but they don't have the confidence in themselves, what would you tell them?
I would say that if you don't try to do it, you'll never know that you're good at it.
Mm.
Yeah, and that... Joe, I lost it.
Thank you, Blessing. No idea about no, what you're saying.
what you're saying
is powerful.
You get what you say.
Yeah.
What you say.
So before the song, I just took two quotes, and I'm saying the gentleman has two quotes for everyone listening. So the quotes are from Michael Jordan, you know, the NBA player.
Yeah.
The famous NBA player. And I'm saying, yeah, famous.
If you
NBA.
Don't know Jordan, I don't know.
He says, if you quit once, ne, it becomes a habit. Never quit.
Yeah.
If you quit once, it becomes a habit. So the first time you quit, it becomes a habit.
Mm.
So don't quit at all. So never quit. Another one is a woman. You know, she's a rich black woman from America, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah.
Who doesn't know Oprah? Everyone knows Oprah.
I don't know Oprah.
She says, passion is energy. Passion is energy. You know, feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you.
Mm.
Parkour, gymming,
yeah,
music. Don't you feel the passion?
I feel it.
Yeah,
doesn't excite you?
It excites us.
Doesn't excite you when you're busy doing that music? You know, I mean, I play music. I play blues. I play jazz. And, you know, I feel the excitement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So what did he say? He says passion is energy, and the energy release also impacts others. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
Yeah, so now we're jumping into our second song, and then we'll be back after the second song, you know, with my good man's boo.
Yeah.
Who does parkour, and I'm scared already of heights, so I don't know how it's
going to
work out.
Yeah, Joker did.
Mr. Blessing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be back after this song. The song's called Motisi by Mark Hell. I'll see you after this.
Introduced to the sex scene, feeling a please self, not the king. Growing up, trying to be cool like Travolta, I ain't know this world has so many vultures, so many cultures, and they ready to pounce. Can't figure out how to give an ounce of myself to the one that created me is crazy. Feeling incarcerated when they telling me I'm free. Freely walking with shackles up on my feet. Short steps walking straight to my defeat. Worry about what's in my eyes, I can't see. I'm focused on the vision that's only blinding me. No growth, not fair spiritually. Just wandering around like my name was CP. Looking for a feeling to feel me. Is this the cost of freedom in prison liberty? They keep telling me that I'm so free. I don't really feel free. They keep telling us that we're so free. More life in prison liberty. I'm telling you it's more to see. Yes, it's more to see.
Fire, baby.
I'm telling you it's more to see. No freedom without the one who sets free. Painful sound waves, all I hear alive. Deceitful sin, making my heart cry. Pain in my eyes, feel like needles in my heart. Should be giving my all, but I'm missing several parts. I don't wanna fade into the darkness. Don't wanna be like Kanye, feeling heartless. Want my life to have much more to it. Hard to follow the light when you cannot see it. The beast is reaching, clawing at my legs. Assassins attacking, aiming at my head. I'm so lost, where is Waldo with my thoughts? Can't find my receipt that leads to the one that paid the cost. Hard to get out the hell when you thrive in it. Hard to talk about the truth when you lie in it. So broken and I need the father to fix it. I've been given change, time I learn how to spend it. They keep telling me that I'm so free. I don't really feel free. They keep telling us that we're so free. More life in prison liberty. I'm telling you it's more to see. Yes, it's more to see. I'm telling you it's more to see. No freedom without the one who sets free. I'm telling you it's more to see. Yes, it's more to see. I'm telling you it's more to see. No freedom without the one who sets free.
back, wild card back. Yeah, I know, that's an intro right there.
Right.
So, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Inspired Show with your one and only, the Gentle Moon. The Gentle Moon. Remember that? Gentle Moon. That's who I am. So, now, this guy, let's continue, shall we, Mr. Spoo? And blessing, you guys are the best. You know,
thank you.
You know, you're inspiring me in the Be Inspired Show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pray for me.
How often does that happen? So yeah, let's jump into the question. Okay, I said over here. I said, okay, listen. Since you are so passionate, are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes. About these specific things that you do, what happens if you fail?
Who is it directed to? Who is the question directed to?
Ah, bless him! Bless us, please.
Well, I would say that if you fall, get back up.
Before you get back up. You hear that?
Yeah.
Before you get back up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bless and me. Never say never.
That's awesome. Ah, you bless me right there, man. Keep blessing me, man. Spoo, what would you say on that?
Same thing.
Same thing.
I won't lie. It's a hard thing because if we can just say it easy, like, if you fall, you get back up, but... Okay, not discrediting my friend over here, but like it's very hard. You need to be mentally, you know, equipped for falling. Because failing is really hard. It will take a toll on you. You feel like you're never going to do it again, but you're going to have to try by all means to get back up and try and see a different point of view of doing what you have to do.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome. Awesome. So, I'm just Mr. Spoo, and this question is directed to you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you can easily be passionate about the things you are doing, then you can easily become unpassionate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you do if that happens?
When I don't want to do something anymore.
Yep. You know? I mean, you see, if I music and you fall in love with music, the same way you fall in love with music, the same way you can also unfall in love with music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What happens if that happens? What happens if that happens?
I don't know. Then I guess you stop doing what you're supposed to do. But this is not the show where we stop doing what we have to do. It's the show that we have to keep on doing what we have to do. So I think you have to just see how important this thing is in your life and how it affects other people. I realized that when I stopped jamming, I heard people stopped jamming too. I was like, what's this?
Is it?
For real?
Yeah.
For real. Listen, did you go to gym after?
Nope.
He didn't go to gym.
Yo, mental. Yo.
So not just the people who jumped before me, before I came there to that place, because it's a public place. People can see you jamming, all that.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have to look at the people around you and how it affects the people around you. And if you see that this really affects the people around you, you have to keep doing what you do, because that will really determine how the people around you are going to be. Because I feel like when children see that I am rather jamming than smoking Oka pipe, this Oka pipe thing, I don't know. Not against it, but a lot of young children are doing this, and I don't see it as a good thing. But you do you, because I'm not, you know, disrespecting. People have their different vents. You can vent it doing this, you can vent it doing that. But smoking, Oka pipe, drinking, I feel like these kids are too young for this. But do what you have to do and do what you see is good. But now, when a person sees me rather jamming than smoking Oka pipe or doing the other things, then they actually see, okay, cool. That's not the only cool way out. We can also do this, and this is still cool. And we can get a benefit from this. So you really need to have to see how this benefits the people around you. So, yeah.
Inspiration. It's a blessing, Jared. It's inspiring us. Yes.
I'm inspired.
I'm really inspired.
Sorry, I saw you took offense to that.
Nah, guys, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mr. Spoo, that's awesome, you know.
Thank you.
So, you know, I see that there's a guitar right next to me over here. With yours.
Yes, it is.
Does she have a name back then?
Oh, yeah. This is Sandra.
Sandra?
But not that Sandra, guys. Let's not get confused.
No, don't worry. Okay,
the guitar's name is Sandra.
This is Sandra, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I would love to hear Sandra. But would you like to hear Sandra?
Yeah.
Let's hear Sandra. So, would you please let Sandra sing for us?
Oh, definitely. I'll go for it.
No, like, I mean, like, now. Like,
yeah, okay.
You want to hear it now. You know, Sandra, sing for us.
Sandra needs water. She needs to drink water.
She needs water, né?
Yeah, she needs water.
So, guys, let me introduce you. Sandra. Sandra is a guitar. She's pink. You can see Sandra, she's pink. She has a green nut, and she's being played by Spoo because he's a musician. So, Sandra, please inspire us with your beautiful notes. Thank you. even that is Sandra.
Can I get another go at it?
There's more.
Can I get another go at it?
Okay, there's more. I never knew there's more. Continue, Sandra. Let's hear. There's more. All right, Sandra is too much. Spanish.
Spanish guitar.
Adios, amigos. Too much, you know.
Sorry for the mistakes there, but...
Nah, don't apologize. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, man. I'm inspired.
It's a work in progress.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, that is what inspires people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The fact that you're doing it, it inspires people to want to do it, you know what I'm saying? So now, just one question, Mr. Zabu. What if there's a young man who wants to play guitar, but they feel like they can't do it? What wisdom would you tell them to keep pushing?
I just feel like you should just get started. Mm. When somebody asks me to teach them how to play the guitar, I would always say that, or they just say the piano, which my friend here, Blessing, did ask. I feel like buy it first, get your equipment first, and then after that, you can now go to, you know, learning. So once you get the equipment, I see that you're passionate about this, and then you can start learning and take notes and all those things.
Okay, that's awesome, awesome. So the Blessing, would you like anything to add on that?
On what he said?
Yes.
What if you don't have man?
By the way.
For real?
By the way.
Yeah, you find a way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like our time has come. You know, it's time for us to love and leave you, you know what I'm saying? So Blessing, thank you for blessing us, you know, with your finding a way, with your find a mind. I'm losing the words now. With your teeth. All those concepts you made. You know what? Smooth.
Yeah.
Thank you for being Sandra to us and letting us hear her beautiful voice, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that what she played right there will inspire people to want to play also, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because that's the reason why, that's why we're here, we're trying to inspire people who think they can be inspired, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So hopefully the fact that you are here is already a big thing, you know, it's already inspiration, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you are inspired by him, I mean, it's already too much. So basically, thanks for coming. And for me, the Gentle Moon, this is the Be Inspired show. And remember, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable. But everyone needs a little bit of inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at /ActiveFM.
Things work for you, for my good. remind me of your endless mercy.
Two.